Well, I've got on the phone Derek Cooper, who is the bus services manager for Auckland Transport. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Chris.
So this is the first of two conversations we're having this morning on the issue of electric buses coming to Waiheke. So Derek, you're going to give us, a bit of a rundown on the rationale behind this. Now, the electric buses is something that Auckland Transport has been exploring for a while. You've been running some trials, haven't you?
Yes, that is correct. So we have started trials in May last year on the CityLink. We trialed two buses from ADL BYD just to test the operational performance, range on single charge, just to get some better understanding of the operational requirements here in Auckland. The technology for electric buses is well proven worldwide, but it requires different operational and other requirements to make sure it's reliable and performs well in different environments. And those EBUS trials gave us plenty of information and really confidence to proceed further with further trials and developments of our low emission bus roadmap, which was approved by our board in December 2018.
So, if I recall correctly, there was a trial of an electric bus on the Innerlink a couple of years ago that was abandoned, wasn't there?
No, we only trialled electric buses from May. Auckland Transport has purchased two electric buses from UK manufacturer. You may be, Chris, referring to some hybrid buses that were trialled on the link service many years ago, but that was an earlier version of the hybrid technology.
Yep. So what have you found from those trials in the city? What findings have come from that?
Well, the key finding for us was that they performed a lot better than the manufacturers told us they would, particularly in regards to range. The buses were expected to provide a distance travelled on single charge of up to 250 kilometres, but in our Auckland environment, particularly on the challenging the CityLink service, they performed a lot better, giving us a range of equivalence to about 265 kilometres, which is really good because range anxiety has been always associated with electric vehicles, particularly for buses. So with the quite a mixed loading and large passenger capacity at times along the route, that was quite a good test whether they could actually perform well across different routes in Auckland. So that was very encouraging. Not only that, but they also have proven to be much cheaper to operate. They delivered up to 77% of savings in operating costs. So this is the fuel cost to run that service, which is significant comparing to diesel buses.
So, you know, following the trial, we've got this planned implementation on Waiheke. So what's been the rationale for rollout on Waiheke? Because it would seem, you know, from the outside that there are perhaps more logical places to start this, you know, like say in South Auckland where it's flat. You know, here you've got, the CityLink has a number of hilly kind of areas, but Waiheke is, a very challenging kind of environment to run electric buses, isn't it?
Yeah, very good point, Chris. But I think Waiheke Island residents probably benefiting from being the last stage of the implementation of the new network and therefore new contract with bus operators. And opportunity has come to consider electric bus technology before we procured new services and the new contract. Those who travel to the main Auckland area know that we've developed and implemented new network over 2 years, and some of the contracts have been negotiated quite some time before we had confidence of electric bus technology being possible. Therefore, we missed the opportunity to introduce some hybrid fleets or electric buses in the contracts recently signed with other operators in the main Auckland area. So Waiheke Island benefits from, I suppose, being the last part of Auckland new network, and the new contracts with Fuller allowed us to explore the opportunity. And kudos to them, because they have obviously confidence in the technology as well. And we have come to a party to agree terms that allow electric buses on the island. So this is in terms of why Hiki and why now. And are we confident whether electric buses would cope with the terrain and topography of the island. We are, and obviously full as confident as well. The trials we have run here in Auckland are not only on seasoning, which provides quite a strong big gradient along the Queen Street, but also on a longer route on the 380 airport. The same fleet type was tested there and delivered even greater results in terms of operating savings and ability to complete the full day's work on single charge.
Yep.
And that's the main requirement and concern for us, whether or not buses would be able to operate the whole day. And they've proven that the buses that Fuller's appear to have selected, they will perform well.
So you talked about savings in terms of operation. Fuel charge and so on. What about the cost of the fleet itself? I mean, I'm an electric car owner, and I know that, you know, I could buy a car that does the equivalent driving for significantly cheaper if I was buying a petrol vehicle, and the infrastructure to, you know, the charging infrastructure and so on. What about the costs of those, and where do those fall?
So costs for the assets is those are covered by the operator. So Fuller's in that case, obviously making an investment decision. I think they would be, I'm sure they would tell you then that possibly themselves, but overall, globally, most operators see the benefit, the operating cost and total cost of ownership being close to the current diesel fleet, and over time will get cheaper. So the high upfront cost of the actual bus, which is just like with electric vehicles at the moment, higher than comparable diesel fleet, but the operating costs offset those high upfront costs over time. So with the long tenure of contract and longer operating hours, the lower operating costs seem to be offsetting the high capital costs initially upfront. In terms of infrastructure, there are two different types of technologies available for buses at the moment, and in Auckland Transport we are trialing both. One is using AC, one DC system, so the sort of DC is direct current, which requires higher voltage and quite a significant infrastructure upgrade. And the other option is the alternate current, which is something that we tested on the CityLink buses. And that is a bus that provides less infrastructure upgrade because the charges are already on buses. Operators only have to procure additional adapters, which often are supplied with buses, and plug into normal grid. And the only additional investment often is just a transformer to make sure that there's enough power going into a depot where the buses charge overnight at slow rates, so they don't require significant high voltage cabling and other upgrades for more advanced charging technologies for the DC system.
So in the past, Derek, Auckland has suffered from some significant infrastructure problems in terms of electricity supply. So you're obviously at a point where you have enough confidence in the electricity infrastructure to go ahead with these changes.
We have done some independent grid study with a UK-based consultancy a year and a half ago, just to give ourselves a good overview of the state of grid, and have recently engaged with Vector to have greater understanding of what would be the next stage and where of detailed assessment and grid upgrades we are necessary. Full, as I understand, have done separate assessment themselves. Obviously, they need to have a level of confidence themselves. And as far as we understand, they have the ability to run and charge buses without significant upgrades. But I understand they are making some investments to their depot to make sure that buses will charge without causing any other electricity issues for themselves, but also for the residents of the island as well.
And just finally, Derek, I mean, the move from diesel to electric is basically, although there are network changes and changes in routes and so on, but essentially it's like for like, isn't it? You're swapping out a diesel bus for an electric bus. Has there been any consideration to the opportunities of new vehicles to, I suppose, change up significantly the look and shape of the bus service, say, to moving towards multiple smaller runs rather than the large capacity runs which have been the standard?
At the moment, we are focusing on upgrading transitioning fleet from diesel to zero emission. The fleet type of fleet designs and types of service obviously will be reviewing over time. But initially, and over the next several years, we'll be focusing how to accelerate our transition from diesel to zero emissions. And battery electric is one of the technologies. The other one that we are looking to explore is hydrogen buses that allow to travel for longer distances and with the lighter technology on board. But the type of service that we provide, it will be something that we'll constantly review as more technology become available, technology is more widely used and reliable. And see how this will complement the whole transition to zero emission fleet for open transport.
Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us this morning, Derek. I've been speaking to Derek Cooper, who is the bus services manager for Auckland Transport. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.
You too. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to be continue on with this topic. I'm going to be speaking to Mike Horn from Fuller's in just a moment about the implementation from the Fuller's angle of the electric buses to the island. So that will be in just a moment or two.